Welcome to today's podcast, where we'll be exploring the 13th chapter of the first book of Corinthians in the Bible. This chapter is known as the love chapter. It has inspired many to live a life of love and compassion towards one another. So let's dive in. So as you know, I'm recording this podcast on the 15th of February, just a day after Love's Day, Valentine's Day. And a lot of people celebrate this day in different ways. Personally, for me, it was a day for me to reflect on what love really is, And as I was reflecting on this, God reminded me of this chapter, the 30th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I thought I should talk about it today. All right. So the 30th chapter of 1 Corinthians is one of the most beautiful and inspiring passages in the Bible. It speaks of the importance of love and how it should be the foundation of all of actions and beliefs. You know, so the chapter begins with these famous words. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but not love, I am only a reciting gong or a clanging cymbal. These words remind us that no matter how talented or successful we are, without love, our achievements are empty and meaningless. Okay? So the chapter then goes on to describe what love looks like. It says that love is patient and kind. It does not envy or boast, and it is not proud or rude. Love does not keep a record of wrongs and always protects, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. Now, this is one of the part of the of this chapter that really got to me, that really struck me. You know, when we say we love people, sometimes people only love with words. They only love with words. Their actions do not back it. And I think sometimes people do not understand what it means when you love someone, whether your friend, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. That is the part I love the most. Love does not keep a record of wrongs and always protects, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. So I was having some kind of like feud with a friend prior to this day. And then God reminded me of this, that even though they are the ones who wronged me, I have love. Because I have love in my heart, because I am compassionate. Their actions should determine how I love, how I live my life. You know, I was just meditating on everything that has happened, and God just reminded me of this. These words, love does not keep a record of wrongs and always protects, trust, and perseveres. So I'm telling you that if you think you love someone and you can hurt them, that is not love. If you think you love someone and you can go on without even thinking about your safety or doing anything to make them feel good, that is not love. All right? So these verses are a beautiful description of what love should look like in our lives. Love is not just an emotion, but an action. It is something that we must choose to do even when it is difficult. You know, the chapter concludes with these powerful words. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I was telling a friend the other day that the greatest force on earth is love. It is love. I mean, come to think of it, that is how people that are 5,800 miles apart could meet online and fall in love. Love is the greatest force on earth. So if you say you love someone, you should know what it really means. You should know what you're committing to when you say you love someone. This reminds us that love is not just an option extra, but it is the most important thing of all. So, in a world that often seems filled with hate and conflict, these words from 1 Corinthians 13 are a powerful reminder of what truly matters in life. Love is what brings us together and makes life worth living. It is the foundation of our faith and the guiding principles of our actions, especially if you're a Christian. But love is meant for everybody. Everybody ought to love each other. So let's make commitment today to live a life of love. That is my word to you. live a life of love, to be patient and kind, to always protect and trust, to persevere through life's challenges. As we do so, we will not only make the world a better place, but we will experience the joy, peace that comes from a life filled with love. Okay? That's all for today's podcast. I hope this has been helpful and inspiring to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, popularly called the love chapter. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And I would advise that if you have a little bit of time, pick up your Bible and read this verse very well. Read this chapter very well. You're gonna love it. See you next time. I remain your host, T, and I love you.